Democrats beg Joe Biden to open taxpayer-subsidized Obamacare to DACA illegal aliens. By John Binder on November 20, 2022. House and Senate Democrats are pleading with President Joe Biden to open American taxpayer-subsidized Obamacare rolls to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. In a letter signed by 86 House and Senate Democrats, the lawmakers beg Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to rescind a federal regulation that would open Obamacare to DACA illegal aliens, paid for by American taxpayers. We strongly encourage HHS to honor our country's promise of full integration and support of DACA recipients, including access to affordable health care through Obamacare, by rescinding this regulation, the Democrats wrote. It is crucial that the administration keep its commitment to expanding coverage for undocumented immigrants, including DACA recipients, and rescinding this harmful regulation will help deliver on that promise. Emphasis added. As noted by the group of Democrats, Biden did promise to open taxpayer-subsidized health insurance benefits to illegal aliens living in the United States while on the campaign trail in 2020. Specifically, in his so-called unity platform with Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Biden vowed to allow millions of illegal aliens eligible and enrolled in DACA to secure Obamacare plans. The platform also promised to allow all 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. to purchase health care coverage in the federal marketplace and more quickly allow low-income legal immigrants to get on Medicaid. As Breitbart News reported at the time, providing free health insurance benefits to all illegal aliens in the U.S. would cost American taxpayers anywhere between $23 billion to $66 billion every single year. A potentially up to $660 billion bill for taxpayers every decade. Already, American taxpayers are forced to annually subsidize about $18.5 billion in medical costs for illegal aliens, according to estimates by Chris Conover, formerly of the Center for Health Policy and Inequalities Research at Duke University. In addition to urging Biden to open Obamacare for DACA illegal aliens, House and Senate Democrats are currently lobbying 10 Senate Republicans to join them in passing an amnesty for about 3.3 million illegal aliens. As part of the amnesty effort, DACA illegal aliens held meetings with the staff of Senators Mike Lee, RUT, Mike Rounds, RSD, and Pat Toomey, RPA, and had email conversations with Senator John Cornyn's, RTX, staff. Correction, spokespeople for Senators Cornyn, Lee, Rounds, and Toomey clarified to Breitbart News that their staff communicated with DACA-related groups, but not the senators themselves. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.